understand. Yeah. Where we're going, might I take a chance? Yeah. And even if it get confused, yeah. Whatever you choose.
Just as long as you wanna be sure of how you decide. Cause I'm tired of fighting. I'm sick, I can't enjoy the ride.
And it's been so long.
Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine in the darkest night. Love it when you try. Time to sit back and enjoy the ride. Trust is all on you. All that we should do. I let you decide. Cause I'm tired of fighting. Time to sit back and enjoy the ride. Been a real long time since I've seen sunshine in the darkest skies. Love it when you try. Time to sit back and enjoy the ride.
FM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we glorify and we magnify your name. We pray, Heavenly Father, at this anointed and this appointed hour, that you would now look down upon your servant in a mighty way. You know, Heavenly Father, my heart and my heart desire, you know the commitment and as well as the dedication that I have towards you. And we pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would allow the power of the Holy Spirit to indwell and cover me as we share words today that is critical for our society. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give word and let your word penetrate the hearts of those who will hear. For he who have an ear, let him hear. So, Father, we ask you to let your word go forth with power and authority as we magnify you. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I need your prayers this morning because we will be entering into prophetic words that are critical for what we call this dispensation or this church age. And I'm sharing that because whenever you start talking against the enemy wars against you. So I need my prayer warriors to be praying as I preach this morning because the enemy certainly does not like me and I certainly do not like him. And so we will be sharing words regarding prophetically some of the things that are transpiring. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. Since the Matthews, I've changed my scriptures. The 24th chapter verses 4 through 8. The Gospel of Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 4 through 8. And when you found it, say amen.
Amen.
Now you know why I ask for your prayer. Gospel of Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, where we find these words which are recorded. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Thank you. You may be seated. All these are the beginning of sorrow. I want to use for a topic this morning, warning signs. What are we seeing today? Warning signs. What are we seeing today? Our message this morning will not be a shouting message. The message this morning will probably not get a lot of attention or a lot of amen. But the message this morning will speak concerning what we are seeing today. And I noticed that was a slip where I said attention, because the enemy creeps in sometime and he tries to stop your attention towards God's word. My brothers and sisters, what are we seeing today? I share prophetically so many things. I'm not a prophet. I'm a messenger that have studied God's word and has applied applications of his word so that you can understand more of what God is revealing as well as unveiling to you and I under what we call this dispensation. We are living in critical times and a critical era, where there are so many things that are transpiring that are life-changing and will impact us as we move forward. One of the things I have shared several weeks back, and I hope you hold on to it, because I'm trying to give you as much as what God is revealing and unveiling to me. I share a few weeks ago with the church how I always have my conversation with God on Sunday morning. I always go out on the back of the patio and always have a talk with the Lord before I come to church. I ask the Lord, as scripture has recorded, even for young Samuel, he said, whenever the Lord called you, say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And so I called out to the Lord. I said, Lord, speak, thy servant heareth. And the Lord spoke to me, not audibly, but spiritually, because God is a spirit, and he deals from a spiritual plane to a physical world and a physical person. So I received something spiritually. And in his response to me, what was said, what do you see in the sky? And I looked up, and I said, I see a reddish color. And he said, what that meant to me, by what I saw, was to stay alert. I shared with you that we are, as a nation, to stay alert. I returned a few moments later after I got the revelation, and I looked up in the sky again, and the sky was normal. I have learned, my brothers and sisters, when you are consistent with God in your prayer time, He will be consistent with you in His response. God's desire for us is to have a relationship with Him, consisting of trusting Him and having faith in Him and believing in Him. Hold on to those words: trust, faith, and belief, because they will carry you throughout life, and they will carry you into a dispensation that will be difficult. Trust, faith, and belief. I began a word study on the word red or reddish in the book of Revelation. And those who have studied in the book of Revelation, you know it is the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And in chapter 6, it speaks of what is called the four horsemen in the apocalypse. And in the opening of the seven seals, it is revealed. That word apocalypse, my brothers and sisters, is the uncovering of a truth or an end of days. The red horseman has reference to war. And this horseman was given a sword and is sent out to conquer. The horseman, or the horse, represents the violence and destruction that will bring war in Revelation 6 and 4. Now, I am sure some will not understand what God was revealing. But God always warns a people, or God always warns a nation before anything happened. It has been said, in time of peace, prepare for war. And if you have military men that have known anything about wars and fighting, I'm sure Brother Vils can share with you how it's critical to always be prepared for the unexpected in a conflict. My brothers and sisters, in time of peace, we should be preparing for war. As we believers are to stay alert, or we are to stay vigilant. One of the things that I know emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly, that America does not want war to come to this country. Because war is an atrocity, and America knows about war because America goes to where they are and will not allow war to come here because of the atrocity that war can bring about. And men can do some ungodly things in war. My brothers and sisters, we need to stay vigilant, and we need to stay alert, and we need to be praying. And I begin to think back over what we just recently experienced or witnessed in Israel, with 2,300 people killed as an act of violence by Hamas, men, women, children, babies, and the young and the old. It did not matter. They came against the Jewish nation and even some of their own in the Palestinian area region. A radical group that tries to subvert, argue, destroy the nation, or destroy a people. And I'm reminded of scripture.